Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Thank you very much, Chuck. This is indeed Over the Back Fence for this Thursday, September 1st. We've made it to September, everybody, and I couldn't be happier. The weather is wonderful. School is back in session, and we are ready to go here on Over the Back Fence. We got a little different start to the show today. We'll get to that in just 1 minute, but after we get done, we got an interview going to be coming up here. But after we get done with that, don't forget, 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items, we're going to talk about events in all throughout Central Wisconsin, or anything else you want to talk about, 424-2600. In fact, we're going to start off the show today talking about an event that's coming up at the end of September. So I'm going to bring in Officer Andrew Berg.
Hey, good morning.
And yep, that's all, and you're ready to go.
All right.
All right. So, Andrew, talked to him yesterday. He wanted to come in and talk about the golf scramble that's coming up here for the K-9 unit at the Nakusa Police Department. And so, first of all, I would like to ask the Officer Berg here, what's your origin story? How long have you been with the police in Nakusa?
Hey, good morning again. Thanks for having me. Hey, I am a police officer with the City of Nakusa Police Department, and I am currently the canine handler for the City of Nakusa. Mm. I've been a police officer. My history goes back about 13 years. I started at the Monroe County Sheriff's Department down in Sparta and Toma area, and then navigated up here to about 8 years ago, where I began working for the City of Nakusa. We had the welcoming of our canine Evo to our police department about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's been an asset to our department, helps us out with daily tasks, and we just love to have him, and we want to sustain this program for years to come.
Which is why we're going to be holding this event. Just real quick, with your history in police and law enforcement, have you always been a canine officer? Is that something you came to a little bit later on in your career?
Well, as I came into the Nakusa Police Department, we're a very small department. Mm-hmm. We live in a very small city, 2,500 people. I never thought that I would have the ability to be able to be a canine handler, sure, living in a small town like that. But as we saw kind of the drug influx coming into the city, into Wood County, we pitched it to our city council, talked it over, multiple conversations with our chief, and we said, hey, let's try to give this a try. And that was that absolutely just steamrolled and got us into this program. We ended up raising the entire funds through fundraisers and donations. Mm. And was able to put a canine on the road in less than 4 months.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like quick turnover. One of the questions I was going to ask you before we get to the golf scramble here. How much resources does it take to get a canine officer trained, ready to go at a police department?
Well, we didn't want to impose any money to the taxpayers of the city of Nakusa at all, so we started from scratch, sitting down and looking at all the costs associated with a dog, the purchase of the dog, transportation for it, a squad car, all the lights and upfitting of the squad car, kennels, food, medications, care, everything. It was a little bit less than $100,000 was our initial startup goal.
Wow.
Again, we achieved that in less than 4 months once it was put out to the county. We had several anonymous donors, people that were coming into the police department and just dropping off $100 bills.
Wow.
they wanted it in the city. They are very passionate about making Wood County a drug-free place and mm-hmm. atmosphere, and it really took off.
Wow, that's great. That's an amazing story. But that will bring us now to the Golf Scramble, the fundraiser, because like you just mentioned, it takes a lot of resources to maintain, not only get the officer, the canine officer, but also to train and house and feed. And of course, we got all this all these other things. So we're gonna head on to talk about the Golf Scramble that'll be coming up at the Ridges Golf Course on September 25th, and this is all to benefit the Nakusa Police Canine Program. First of all, let's start off with the event itself. What are some of the features of this Golf Scramble?
Well, like you were just saying, the event's going to be held on September 25th at the Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. It is a four-person scramble at the event, which means best ball. I encourage everybody to try to get a team together. We are just hosting the first 36 teams to register for the event. Mm-hmm. Registration for this event begins at 8 to 9:30 that morning, where you can come and check in. I do need to save spots. I do need a registration flyer in advance, and those can be found on the Nakusa Police Department website. Shotgun start will happen at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. And then also after the event is concluded, it will be a dinner, including raffles and some other prizes at the end.
Oh, excellent. It looks like, I'm sorry if I missed this, it's $80 per player?
$80 per player. We are looking for businesses for whole sponsorships as well.
Okay.
If you do own a business and you want to sponsor a foursome on behalf of your business, that price is $400.
Mm-hmm.
That includes a whole sponsor, all recognition, everything else that's associated with that, including in the flyers and everything. You know, I mean, your name is going to be pasted everywhere.
Okay. How long are you going to be accepting sponsorships for this? Because it's still a couple of weeks off here, right about the end, more towards the end of September here. How long will you still be accepting sponsorships before the event starts?
We'll take sponsorships probably up until about the week before the event.
Okay.
Need time to make sure that the printing company and everybody gets everything that they need. But as long as we have open registrations, we'll take registrations for the event up until the day of.
Okay. How long do they have to register their teams?
What's that?
How long do they have to register their teams? How do they get their teams together? How soon before the event do they need to get that in?
Oh, we need to get teams together as soon as possible.
Okay.
I mean, the quicker you get your registration in, I can save you a spot for the event.
Oh, excellent. Very good. Very good. So it's going to be at the Ridges Golf Course here in Wisconsin Rapids. 2311 Griffith Avenue is where that is located. It's a beautiful course, everybody. We know all about that. So the other question is, of course, you said there's going to be a dinner and a raffle afterwards, and it includes 18 holes with a cart. So this is a great all-inclusive event. And I do want to ask, are you going to be participating, Officer Berg? Are you going to be golfing? Are you a golfer at all?
I like to kind of sit back and plan this. I like to kind of see the magic happen.
Okay.
all the planning that's associated with this, I like
right.
to kind of sit back and just watch it go down. I do want to let individuals know also that we will have prizes and hole-in-one contests. You're eligible to win $10,000 through a hole-in-one contest that we're doing. There's also par three hole-in-one contests where you can win additional prizes. And then somebody that day will win a $1,500 7-day resort package.
Ooh.
At one of 85 destinations throughout the United States.
Wow, great prizes as well. So check that out. Get your golfing in. I mean, besides this, we're getting towards the end of the golf season as well. So this is a great opportunity to get a couple more rounds in as well. And maybe you'll come out waste with some money. So keep that in mind, everybody. Is the canine officer going to be there? Is he going to be greeting people? Are you going to be introducing him to everybody that's coming out?
He will. Canine Evil will be there. He always shows up in advance and welcomes everybody to the event. He is very personable. I encourage everybody that's registered to come out and meet him and show what your donations, what your golf is for that day.
All right. We actually had someone call up who knew you were going to be doing the interview, and they had a question for you, and they asked, will the department be selling canine stuffed dogs as a fundraiser?
That's been talked about in the past.
Okay.
We did entertain that idea going into last winter. It's something that can definitely be done if we have enough interest in it.
Sounds like we have at least one person.
Great.
Who's interested in that. Before I want to keep going just a little bit more about your relationship with the with Evo, the, mm-hmm. the officer. What does that? Because I've spoken to other canine officers, and it's a really interesting and a very close relationship with the handler and with the officer, the canine officer as well. So could you talk about that just a little bit?
Sure.
I'm just curious about, you know, what does it entail? You know,
sure.
getting to know the officer, getting to know, you know, do they live at your house? I mean, that's the kind of questions I'm curious about.
Yes. So a lot of people bring that up. They want to know all about him, and I love to speak about him. So Canine Evo is a Czech Shepherd. He was born in the Czech Republic. He flew over on an airplane when he was about a year and a half old.
Okay.
He flew into O'Hare, Chicago, the airport. He was then transported up to the facility to where I trained with him, which is Jessiphany down in Iron Ridge, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I spent 5 weeks down there with him, getting to know him, getting to know his abilities, working with him, training with him, and then being dual certified with him. He is a drug sniffing dog. He does handler protection and apprehension. And he does live with me daily. I always went into this career thinking, you know, he's a work dog. I'm only going to use him for work purposes. He's not going to be able to be my friend. He's for work alone. But that changed after about an hour with him, just because he's such a good dog. You start riding around with him. I spend more time with him than I do my family.
Yeah.
And I've grown to just love him. He's my best buddy, and I'm really glad I get to work with him daily.
One of the other interesting things, and this is, I think, a question you probably get a lot. So for just like any officer, of course, you know, he doesn't have to work forever. He's going to retire at some point. What happens to a canine officer when they retire? When they, you know, how long do they usually last? You know, how long are they usually in service? And then what do they do when they retire?
So we're anticipating that Canine Evil will be with our department for about 8 years.
Okay.
Our hope was that we would raise $12,500 a year for 8 years. That puts us back up to our $100,000 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Through the abilities of fundraisers and donations, we are on the track to surpass that. So when Canine Evil retires, potentially in 5 years, we'll have the funds available for that. When he retires, he's owned by the city of Nakusa.
Okay.
I would have the ability to take him, purchase him from the city. If they wanted to give him to me, I would absolutely love to, you know, have him be my own.
Right, right. And I've heard that does happen quite a bit, that the officers that you work with, they end up adopting the dog after they retire.
Yes. Yep.
Which makes a lot of sense, considering like what you just told us, how closely you work with the canine officer, which is to me, which is just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any if you have any other information that you'd like to share, we can wrap up the show now. If there's anything else you want to put out there for this event or anything else about the canine unit in Nakusa.
I just want to thank everybody that's listening for the ongoing support of our canine unit. It is just an absolutely invaluable resource that we have for our department. Anybody that lives in Wood County, outside of Wood County, that's listening right now, it's drugs are an issue, and that's mainly what we use Canine Evil for. He needs to be on the road, and these types of fundraisers that we throw that are well attended by everybody make sure that we are able to sustain our program and keep it going for years to come.
That actually reminded me of one more question I had before we do wrap up here. What else? I mean, what all are the duties of a canine officer? But obviously, you mentioned the drug aspect of that. But what else do they do?
So I mentioned the handler protection and apprehension. So mm-hmm. Canine Evo is used for tracking. If a child goes missing, if an elderly person goes missing, anybody that walks away from home, you know, that could be considered in danger, he is able to track them through ground disturbance. He also does handler protection and apprehension, which means that if I need him, if I'm fighting with a suspect, if I need to send him into a home to clear the residence, he goes in there and he'll find the person and make sure that they're taken into custody safely.
Excellent. Well, Officer Berg, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, let's remind everyone that September 25th is the Golf Scramble in support and benefit of the Nakusa Police K-9 program. It's going to start from 8:30 to 9:30. That's check-in, and then a 10 a.m. start. Get your teams in as soon as you can. Go to their website, the Nakusa Police website. You can get your registration form there. They're still looking for sponsors as well. So if you're a business and you want to sponsor this, you can also contact the police department for that as well. This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for a very very good cause. Officer Berg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we'll get to our news and notes, calendar of events, also our mailbag items, and your phone calls, 424-2600 here on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. It's September 1st. It's sunny out. It's almost 12:30. And we are going on the show here. 424-2600 is the number to call buying or selling items if you want to talk about events, other things happening in the community. Just a quick reminder, we've only got a couple of these shows left. Actually, we have this one and tomorrow. Over the Back Fence, if you've not heard, is going to be moving to the weekends starting next week. We have the show that follows this one, As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll be expanding to another hour. It's usually from now, right now, it's from 12 to 2. It'll be moving from 11 to 2 starting on next Tuesday. So that will be taking up the slot that Over the Back Fence has had for right now. And we are, the show's not going away, though. We are moving it to the weekends, most likely on Saturdays. We're still working out a few of the details on that. But we still want your items for the mailbag. Send those in to us. I'll give you that information in just a little bit. And also, we still want to have your phone calls on that Saturday. We'll let you know when to call in. So stay tuned for all of that, for all those changes that are coming up. Also want to let everyone know that Monday's Labor Day, and we will be closed. Our offices will be closed for that day. We have alternate programming in the morning, so stay tuned for that. And also, we hope that you and your family have a great weekend for the Labor Day weekend. We hope everyone can have a great time for that. All right, before we get into our mailbag and our news and notes here, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hi, I have some Badger tickets. I have season tickets, and I can't make all the games, so I have two tickets for various games. If you're interested, you can give me a call at 715-213-9775.
213-9775.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Some Badgers tickets vary for a couple of games if you're interested in those. 213-9775, the number to call. Great segue for me. Before I get into the mailbag, Badgers football, yes, is back, and it's going to be on these very airwaves. So tune in tonight because we do have the Paul Christ Wisconsin Football Coaches Show. That's at 6:05. That's when that one's going to be starting, talking about the game coming up this weekend. Then on Friday, over on our sister station, WIRI, at 6:50, that's the pregame for the Assumption football team taking on Pittsville in Pittsville. Randy and Don will be working that game for us. Like I said, pregame 6:50, 7 o'clock is kickoff. And then on Sunday, it's starting up already. 4 o'clock, Wisconsin taking on Illinois State for their first game of the year. It's going to be in Madtown, and we are super excited to be broadcasting that game for you here on WFHR. Okay, let us take another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have an assortment of ladies size 12 cutoff capris for sale and with some tops, too, and the whole bunch size 12. I just want $20 for all of it.
Okay.
And they could phone 715-886-4677.
886-4677.
Yes. If no answer, just leave a message and I'll call you back.
All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. I got some bunch of ladies' capris and clothes for sale. Excuse me. If you're interested in that, 886-4677 is the number to call. All right, let's get into our mailbag here. Let's see what we got for today. We have for sale 3 vintage platform scales. Each one has its own set of weights. $25 each, or we'll sell all 3 for $60. Also for sale, an adult-size heavy-duty blow-up chair. It is a Dale Jr. No. 8 Budweiser. It is in new condition. It has a cooler under the seat and drink holders in each arm. Great for your NASCAR, man cave, or she shed. $25 for that. They will send pictures if requested. All of these things for sale. If you're interested, 340-5364 is the number to call. That's 340-5364. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, and I just want to remind everyone, we will continue to take items to our mailbag. So make sure you know where to send it. You can drop it off in person here, 1690 2nd Avenue South. Our regular office hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., except on Monday because of Labor Day. Just keep that in mind. You can drop it off here. Say hi. We'd love to say hi to you and give you show our studios and our building here. If you haven't seen it yet, we'd love to do that as well. You can mail it to that same address as well. We do ask that you limit your to three items, of course, but there is no price limit on whatever you're trying to sell. You can also email that list and information to otbf@wfhr.com. If you get it to us before 8 a.m., I guess that's not going to be much of an issue anymore, but if you're going to email it to us, we will get it on the show for that week as we're coming up on that. Just remember to include your contact information. That phone number is very important. Make sure it's correct. And also, a good description is also very helpful. Well, let's get into our news and notes and calendar of events here, everybody. We have a few things that we do want to highlight here. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department would like everyone to know that the Wood County beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend, and they will be closed for the season on Tuesday, September 6th. They hope everyone has enjoyed the beaches this year and hope to see everyone again next year. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walk trails will remain open through October 31st. The offices will be closed for the Parks and Forestry Department on Monday for Labor Day. But also, fall, they want to remind everyone, fall is a beautiful time to enjoy the great outdoors. For more information on fall camping reservations and shelter rentals, go to their new reservation system online, parksreservations.woodcountywi.gov/parks. You can do it all online now. If you have any questions about that, or if you'd like some more information, go to their Facebook page. They have an Instagram page as well. You can go to their website, co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks, or you can call them, 715-421-8422. Some street closures to let everyone know about here real quick. A lane closure will occur in the northbound lanes of 8th Street South between Sweat Avenue and Huntington Avenue due to utility service repair. It is expected to be closed for approximately 1 week. That means until September 7th. Northbound traffic on 8th Street South will be shifted to the inside, that's the southbound lane, near Sweat Avenue, and will be shifted back to the northbound lanes near Huntington Avenue. That's through September 7th. Through September 16th, single lane closures will occur on the westbound and eastbound lanes of East Riverview Expressway, approximately 700 feet east and west of Lincoln Street. And that one is expected to go through, like I said, September 16th. So we have a couple of weeks for that for concrete patching. Reconstruction project is happening on 9th Avenue North between West Grand Avenue and McKinley Street. And that will be closed through October 7th, approximately. Fremont Street has also been closed for a road and utility reconstruction on that stretch. Work will continue over the next couple of months between 7th Avenue North and 10th Avenue North. That's through October 31st. And finally informed on events happening all throughout central Wisconsin. Okay, let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, I'm just getting too comfortable calling you again here. But I do have a gal with a rummage sale at 920 Cliff. And this is today through Monday, 8 to 6. And I thank you again for your service to us.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you
sure,
for those kind words.
Day.
Appreciate it. 920 Cliff, they've got a rummage sale starting today, going through Monday, 8 to 6, every single day. Go check it out. See what they got. Well, we have 1 week left, and less than we just have days left to check out the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. Our wonderful zoo that we have here, it's small, but it is mighty. It's open 10 to 7 daily through Labor Day. It will be open on Labor Day. That will be the final day of the zoo. So if you have not done it yet, go check it out. 1921 Gaynor Avenue is the address. It's on the west side, just a stone's throw from here, our studios at the roundabout. It's free. Don't forget, it's always free. There's a petting zoo. There's Helen's House. There's open shelter, outdoor grill, restrooms, and play equipment as well. You can have a picnic there if you so desire. The petting zoo is closed between 1 to 2 p.m. daily. Looking at some blood donation opportunities coming up here. We got a couple of them, including one in Plover today. Starts at 1, goes to 6 at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2000 Roosevelt Drive. If you're interested in that, go to redcrossblood.org, the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767. To make an appointment. If you are not in the Plover area, well, although if you're in the Plover area, you're also very close to Stevens Point. So if you are in Stevens Point or you don't have the opportunity to get to the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church today, you can also go today, tomorrow, and on Saturday. The Stevens Point Blood Donation Center will be open. They're at 3201 C Main Street. They're open till 2:45 today, and then Friday and Saturday, 8:30 to 2:45 on each one of those days. Check it out. We have a couple of more blood drives coming up that I will be mentioning in just a little bit here. All right, time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I've got my yard machine lawnmower, 38-inch, the 38-inch deck for sale, 12.5 horsepower engine, and also I've got a 2-foot extension for a reset, a 2-inch square, and then give me a call at 715-781-5855.
781-5855.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a mower and a couple of items here for sale. If you're interested, 781-5855. We have a couple of vaccine clinics coming up here. In fact, throughout the month of September, registration is now open for that. It's through the Wood County Health Department vaccine clinics. They're going to be open every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. You can register, and it is recommended to do that, but they do also welcome walk-ins. It's located at the Riverblock Building on the third floor, 111 West Jackson Street in Rapids. There are 5 Thursdays in September, including today. It's going from 1 to 3 today, so go ahead and check it out. If you're interested, you can go to signupgenius.com/go/WCHD. Look for the correct date, and you can get signed up that way. If you need some assistance with that, if you have any questions, call the health department at 715-421-8931. You have a few minutes left. If you're still interested in getting a meal from the neighborhood table today, the cutoff is 12 noon, and that's just about 20-some minutes away, so you better go do it now. We would recommend you call 715-422-1980. Leave your name and your phone number of meals you would like to get for this evening. It's from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at 411 Garfield Street. That is the pickup place. Also, a deadline for today for something happening tomorrow. Our good friend Jackie Caratini is going to be teaching a Rent Smart class coming up on Friday at the McMillan Memorial Library in the all-purpose meeting room from 9:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's helping to make renting a great experience for you. We love Jackie, and she's a great teacher. So if this interests you at all, we do recommend you do it. It's free. They do need you to register on today before tomorrow if you're interested. Go to the website bit.ly/WRRentSmart or call the Extension Wood County office at 715-421-8437. Here's what you'll learn. Planning for and meeting monthly expenses, tips for finding and maintaining affordable housing, how to complete an application and why landlords screen applicants, strategies for building positive relationships with landlords and neighbors, responsibilities and rights for landlords and tenants. All very important information. If you'd like to know a little bit more about it, you can contact familyliving@co.wood.wy.us or call that same number, 421-8437. Looking ahead to this weekend, we got a few events that we'd like to highlight. Friday, tomorrow, the Memory Cafe will be taking place at the McMillan Memorial Library from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. The memory cafes are designed specifically for people experiencing early stage dementia, mild memory loss, or cognitive impairment, and for family and friends of those affected. It's a great opportunity for lively discussions, information gathering, refreshments, camaraderie, and creative fun. It happens the first Friday of every month. If you would like some more information, you can contact Karen Bradbury of Park Place Adult Day Services, 422-2795, if you are interested. And again, this is a monthly event that happens on first Friday of every month. On Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., over in the town of Rome, there's going to be an outdoor gear swap meet at the Rome Town Hall Community Room. And they're looking for your outdoor gear you no longer need. Tents, bikes, skis, canoes and kayaks, camping gear, boats, fishing gear, and more. They do ask no firearms and no junk. They want good stuff, just that you don't use anymore. That's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The town of Rome. In the town hall community room, outdoor gear swap meet. If you're looking for a little music this weekend, well, I suggest you go up to Stevens Point on Saturday and Sunday. The Riverfront Jazz Festival is going on. It's going to be held at Fifner Bandshell on Crosby Avenue in Stevens Point. This is a free family event that will showcase fantastic musicians from around the nation, all performing for your entertainment. Come join us and experience world-class music live performances here at Riverfront in Stevens Point. Like I said, it's free, and there also is going to be food available for purchase on site. If you have any questions, want more information, 715-544-4504. Again, that's going to be Saturday and Sunday, 3 to 8:30 each day. Some great acts. Go ahead to their website and check it out, because they've got some really cool jazz acts going to be showing up for this, including one I have seen live before. It was many, many years ago, but I can't stress enough how wonderful. Kristen Korb, that's her name, and she's great. She's got a wonderful band. Check it out. I highly recommend it. Also on Saturday, if you're looking for something else to do in the evening, the final Shermalot show will be taking place at 6:30. It's going to be at Lake Arrowhead Dam. But this is it for the year, everybody. This is the end of their season. So unless you're going to have to wait till next year, if you haven't had a chance to check them out, we love our ski teams around here. They do always do such a great job and put on a great show. So go check it out this Saturday, 8:30, Lake Arrowhead Dam, Shermalot, their final show of the season. I think we're going to take a break right now. When I come back, we'll be looking at more events coming up next week, plus more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number. Remember, only a couple days left here. On Over the Back Fence is a daily show, so make the best of it, everybody. Make use of it. That's what I'm here for on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. We're 97.5 FM, 1320 on your AM dial. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. Just got a couple of shows left here on our normal, on our regular, soon to be irregular schedule for Over the Back Fence. Tomorrow will be it at the 11 o'clock weekday hour, and it's going to be moving to the weekends very shortly here. So keep that in mind, everyone. We'll continue to mention it throughout the next couple of weeks, just so everyone knows what's happening with this show. Let's get back into our calendar of events. Looking ahead to next Tuesday at the McMillan Memorial Library, they're going to have their book club happening in the McCourt Room from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The book they're talking about this week will be Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It is a combination of travelogue, true crime, autobiography, and Southern Gothic. It tells the story of John Barrett's experience living in Savannah during a sensational murder trial. The book was an immediate success when first published because it captured people's attention with its drama, as well as its exploration into Savannah culture and an unusual array of interesting characters. So if you've read the book or are interested in doing so, go ahead and join them on Tuesday from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the library for a discussion on that book. Also happening on Tuesday from 12 to 5, another blood drive happening. This is a Red Cross one as well. It is open to the public, of course, and if you didn't know so, you can save up to 3 lives just by donating blood. Adults and teens 16 and over are eligible to donate. Go to their website, redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-733-2767 to register for an appointment between noon and 5. You can also drop by to see if there's any openings to donate as well. Face coverings are optional for donors, and they thank everyone who gives blood for saving lives. One more event happening on Tuesday next week. That's September 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. Supporting the FACTS, Families and Friends of Addiction Coming Together. That's what that stands for. It's at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Conference room A, that is located in the lower level conference center. Access the main lobby and the clinic doors to get there. It's free. And it is a community support group for family and friends of those dealing with substance abuse. And it's there to help provide resources, hope, and support through shared experiences with others who have loved ones dealing with substance addictions. If you have any questions, call 422-7744. They have a Facebook page, FACT. Look that up. It's every first Tuesday of the month that they do this. So it is a regularly scheduled event. Some more great events coming up, learning experiences through our friends at the ADRC. Caregiving is rewarding, and they have the Powerful Tools for Caregivers classes happening, coming up here very shortly. It'll be held virtually every Thursday starting September 8th, that's next Thursday, through October 13th from 1 to 2:45 p.m. Caregiving can be very challenging, and this is a way to help you get through that, give you some powerful tools in order to do that. Caring for someone with an injury or illness, such as dementia, cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, stroke, or others, can be physically, emotionally, and financially demanding. This class, the 6-week class, will help focus on the caregiver's well-being. Like I said, the class meets once a week and has been studied and shown to help family caregivers reduce stress, guilt, and anger, and depression. Manage time, set goals, and solve problems. Master caregiving transitions and be part of decision-making. Communicate effectively with the person needing care, other family members, doctors, and other helpers. Find and use community resources. Wonderful program. If you're in long-term care of someone, this is a great program for you. And it is free. If you need some help accessing the technology, because it is a virtual class, contact the ADRC, 888-486-9545 to help with that. Or if you want to find out a way to sign up, they will help you with that as well. Also, the ADRC of Central Wisconsin is putting on a very fun, let's say, it's also but very important Zoom coming up on September 7th. Let's get physical. Getting and staying active to prevent... I want to play that song now. Getting and staying active to prevent falls. Join them to learn about local and home-based exercises to improve strength and balance. See demonstrations of exercises proven to help prevent falls. Explore ways to maximize your preventative insurance benefits, such as silver sneakers or one pass. Register online at adrc-cw.org/falls or call 888-486-9545. You can register online for access up until the day before September 6th. And this will be taking place, like I said, September 7th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And it's going to be on Zoom. One more event to tell everyone on Wednesday, September 7th. The drive-thru mobile food pantry will be happening. This is hosted by Alliant Energy, Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin, and our friends at Focus, feeding our communities with United Services in town here. It's going to be at the Wisconsin Rapid City Garage, 1411 Chase Street in Rapids, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They're asking, please do not come early to avoid traffic congestion. This is how it works. It's open to the public for anyone in need of food. Do not exit your vehicle at any time. Follow directions on posted signs. Have room in your vehicle's trunk or back seat to accommodate a box of food. Please wait patiently while others are being served. Quantities are limited and will be given away on a first-come, first-served basis. Limit one box per vehicle unless picking up on behalf of a homebound individual. Limit 2 households served maximum per vehicle. I think you get all that there. So that's coming up next Wednesday, the 7th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapid City Garage, 1411 Chase Street. Enter off of Clark Street via 16th or 17th Avenues. I'm ready for one more break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show here. We're also going to do our day in music history as well. So stay tuned for all that. And up at noon is As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Bry as well. Stay tuned, everyone, to locally grown radio, WFHR. Welcome back to, Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Woo, I almost lost my voice for a second there. We're going to wrap up the show here on Over the Back Fence. Thanks once again, everyone, for joining me today. I've been talking too much today. It was on the morning show. I'm fixing my mouth here. I just want to remind everyone, check out tonight. We've got at 6:05 on WFHR, the Paul Chris Show, Wisconsin Football Coaches Show on 6:05 here on WFHR. Don't want to miss it. Previewing the game coming up on Saturday at 4, also on WFHR. Wisconsin taking on Illinois State. It's going to be a fun opener to the season. College football is back, everyone. Time to enjoy it. And also, high school football is happening on Friday on WIRI, our sister station over at 105.5. We'll be doing the Assumption football game versus Pittsville, the Panthers there. Randy and Don will be on the call for that one. Don on the board. Randy with the our fabulous play-by-play announcer here. Randy, we love hearing from him. 6:50 is the pregame for that one. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. Don't miss it. Lots of sports coming up, and we will keep you informed on both IRI and FHR as we move forward here. Let's move to our day in music. This day in music history. In 1946, Barry Gibb was born, singer, songwriter, and producer. Of course, he was a member of the Bee Gees with his family. He is the only remaining Bee Gee left. Let us celebrate him for that. They had many, many, many hit singles, even before their big disco phase and after as well. They were around for so long. Excellent songwriters all around. In 1994, Barry Gibb was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame with his brothers. In 1997, as a member of the Bee Gees, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received the Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music, also known for his high falsetto singing. Today, I'm going to be playing one of their early hits that they had. No disco today, everyone, so I'm sorry. Don't want to disappoint anyone. But this one of their kind of sad, melancholy songs about, starting a joke.
I started a joke. Bitch started the whole world crying. But I didn't see. Joke.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.